David Bowie died 10 years ago today. And look, I know this will sound ridiculous to some people, but it was such a profoundly sad day for a lot of us. You remember that day, Bowie had just released an album 2 days before that, Black Star, just appeared out of nowhere on his 69th birthday. And it was his best work in years. And then 2 days later, we heard he had died. I'm delighted to be joined now by musician, former Virgin Prune and Bowie fan, Gavin Friday. Hi, Gavin.
Hey, Brendan, how are you?
Gavin, let's go back first. How old were you when you first heard or saw David Bowie?
Well, it's a bit of a cliche, but it's 1972, Top of the Pops. Like millions of other young Irish and British people.
And it was Starman, wasn't it?
Starman, yeah. And then, you know, the next week I went out and bought my first album. The age of 12, Ziggy Stardust. So the first thing, you know, you never forget your first kiss, and you never forget the first album that meant something to you, you know.
And what did he mean to you? What effect did he have on you?
It was, you know, the way the cliche that music can become your best friend, and nobody understood you. Blah, blah, blah. And I had a pretty sort of hard upbringing, being bullied a lot as a kid. And suddenly I had somebody that, in my mind, understood me. And the dull, boring Cedarwood Road cul-de-sac suddenly became life on Mars through the eyes of David Bowie.
Wow. So life went into Technicolor.
It did, and it became almost like fanatical. When you're very young, every word he said, every magazine he was in, I bought his back catalogue, and the big thing really was, it was almost like a university, Brendan.
Yeah,
it was like he was this diviner. It was suddenly. You know, I was reading about a band called The Velvet Underground and Lou Reed.
Yeah.
He'd buy that album. And then Iggy Pop. But then it went even into sort of literature and arts. You know, I didn't know who William Burroughs was or Jean Genet. I thought it was the Jean Genie. A 13-year-old running into Easton's to try and understand The Miracle of the Rose. So he just opened so many doors.
Yeah.
That later, like, it was like a mini university.
Was he the first mainstream artist to come along who played with gender the way he did, which has become commonplace since. But was that important at that time too?
It was. I mean, Bolan had done it. He was the first sort of glam rock star. He put sort of quite feminine and put makeup on. But Bowie brought it further. I mean, he did claim he was bisexual or gay at the time, which became sort of like a great shield for somebody like me that was being called a queer or a puff before I even had pubic hair. So it's like, you know, I suddenly had permission to put on earrings and wear eyeliner at the age of 13. So he very much was a strong shield and a friend. He became almost
You did meet him a bit then over the years. What was he like?
Extremely educated, extremely funny, a gentleman. I have a really fond memory. The first time he stayed in Dublin, I'd met him a few times, once in America and twice in London. But he came to live in Dublin around the time of Tin Machine. And I gave him my number. He says we should go out and have dinner. And I gave him my number, but I got a call at like 6:30 in the morning. And I was like, yeah, these are the days your phone's beside your bed. And it was like, hello, Gav, it's David. And I was going, fuck off, Bono. Because Bono's about I put the phone down. And then he rang again. No, it's David Bowie. And I said, Bono, would you fuck off? It's 6:30. And then I put it down and it rang again. And the voice changed. And it was like the voice of Adonis. And it says, no, Gavin, it's David. And I went, oh, fuck, it's Bowie.
Okay, yeah, I was hoping you weren't going to say the F word again, yeah.
Sorry, but that was there. And I went out that evening and had dinner with him. And he was a total gent. I didn't see eye to eye with him. We sort of, let's say, we didn't bitch at each other, but we sort of did.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Imagine like a 12, 13-year-old you imagining you'd be there with David Bowie and thinking, I don't really see eye to eye with this guy. Listen, do you remember this day 10 years ago? Remember, we were just digesting this brilliant return to form, Black Star. It had been made, obviously, with experimental jazz musicians, because this is Bowie. But he had managed to keep it a total secret. It dropped, mm-hmm. and then it turned out there was this much bigger secret.
Exactly. I mean, the weird thing was, I remember when the next day he disappeared for 10 years when he had that heart attack in 2004.
And then 20 years, yeah.
The next day came out where the time when people paid for music and you downloaded Where Are We Now. I remember walking on the beach and listening to it and actually getting upset. And I felt there was something wrong.
Yeah.
Just from the emotive of that.
And I think everyone did, didn't they? Yeah. Yeah. And that was a year before. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Black Star, I remember buying it on the Saturday, listening to it, I think, six times on Sunday, knowing, I said, there's something wrong. It's such a stark, emotional, dark album, and a work of art too. But I woke up the next morning and you hear the news, and my reaction, I went quiet, really quiet. And I'm not just saying quiet. I didn't even talk to my partner. I just went into this quietness for about a day or two, and it's like this icon, this friend, this musician, this thing that was always there in my life.
Yeah,
is suddenly gone.
Yeah, because even when he was doing nothing, the idea that Bowie was out there somewhere was kind of comforting, always, wasn't it?
Yes, and you know, I mean, the 80s, I clocked out. I have to admit. I was too busy with the Virgin Prunes and I didn't like a lot of the albums in the 80s. But then the resurgence in the 90s and whatever, there's some great albums. Outside is a brilliant album. But, you know, what's it on the internet? And by the way, you listen to him like 20 years ago talking about how dangerous the internet is going to become. We'd no idea.
Yeah.
It was almost like a prophet. He could see what the internet was going to be.
Yeah, but, and here we are. And actually, since he died 10 years ago, it's been all downhill since then. Gavin, you're still touring your brilliant album, Ecce Homo. You're playing Dolan's in Limerick on February 18th and Dublin's Vicar Street on March the 12th. And the full details of that are on gavinfriday.com. But listen, Gavin, thank you so much. I'm so glad that we marked that today and I'm so glad we marked it with you. Gavin Friday, thanks.
Absolutely. Thank you. Take care, Brendan.